football, c'est bien plus qu'une religion, Cameroun. Le football, c'est ce qui rassemble.
T'es prêt?
The promo for Cameroon's football shirt is slick.
Le maillot du Cameroun, pour moi, c'est d'abord un sentiment de service.
But it's not their World Cup kit.
Comme un soldat qui va à la guerre. Et ce qui a toujours poussé.
The country previously rebuked for wearing a vest and fined by FIFA for wearing a onesie now has another shirt controversy. Le Coq Sportif's kit supply deal was ended early by the Cameroon Football Federation. A new agreement with One All Sports is said to be the most lucrative Cameroon's ever signed, but so far, no new shirts. Shopkeepers are all stocked up, but with the wrong shirts.
We had large reserve stocks leading up to the major event that is the World Cup. When people talk to us about the new One All Sports contract, it's not easy for us, especially in these times of economic recession.
It's a lesser known brand. It's an equipment supplier that we've often seen in Formula One and e-games. It's not a brand that has often kitted out football teams, and that's what people criticise. And as well, we were really expecting big famous brands.
So, the official kit for 2022 is arriving late. But our fans, as worried as the shopkeepers.
It doesn't matter that the Cameroon jerseys are not out yet. Our Lions are fighting and can go very far.
I think things will go well. The jerseys are just the background. We are there for the game and for the moment, so we trust our president.
Samuel Eto'o, former player and now Federation president, sanctioned the switch. Experts say he's looking to the future.
You need people with connections to put Cameroonian football back at the level where it was. You have to put the Football Federation back to the size it was and put Cameroon back at the centre of world football where it was. And only Samuel Eto'o can do that.
Whatever they're wearing, Cameroon's target remains the same. Go deep into the knockout stages of the tournament and do it in style. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera.
Well, joining me now is former Cameroon